SBS Filipino.
Ang mga salita o wika na ginagamit sa loob ng mga korporasyon o kumpanya at tinatawag na mga buzzword o fashionable jargon ay maaaring nakakainis at nagbibigay ng tunay na hadlang sa pag-unawa. Ngunit maaari din itong ilantad ang mga organisasyon sa panganib na makasuhan, habang lalong nakakalungkot para sa mga tao na ang unang wika ay hindi Ingles. At iminumungkahi ng ilang mga tagapagsuri ng mga corporate language o mga salita na ginagamit sa loob ng mga korporasyon ay naging karaniwan dahil sa mga paraan na maaaring magamit ang mga ito upang linlangin ang mga tao. Sa tampok na ulat nila Greg Diet at Matt Canelan na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sino mang nakaupo sa isang pagpupulong sa trabaho ay malamang na pamilyar sa mga parirala na tulad ng reaching out, on my radar, touch base at deep dive. Sa literal na kahulugan, kaunti lamang o walang masyadong kahulugan ang mga ito. Ngunit naging popular na corporate speak o wika o mga salita na ginagamit sa corporate world o mundo ng korporasyon. Sinabi ng isang associate professor sa pagsusulat sa University of Queensland na si Roslyn Petelin, ang mga organisasyon ay kadalasang sadyang nagtatakda na gumamit ng mga ganitong pananalita upang subuking linlangin ang mga tao.
They try to hide information that they don't particularly want the public to know. You know, telephone contracts, utilities contracts, that kind of thing. And I also think that within organizations these days, people are so desperate to get ahead that they will try to fool people by using language that's perhaps not familiar to them, jargon that's not familiar to them.
Sinabi ni Dr. Petelin, ang mga katulad na estratehiya ay maaaring maging mapanganib para sa mga organisasyon, naglalantad sa mga ito sa mga panganib ng korporasyon kapag sinabi ng mga tao na sila ay sinadyang nilinlang ng mga ito. Sinabi niya na tinulungan niya ang mga organisasyon na malaman ang panganib na iyon ng paggamit ng simpleng wika.
To get across the message that they weren't to use big words to, you know, fool the customers, etc., but to use plain language. So, and it was all about the whole, the money they spent on getting their staff to use plain language was all about avoiding corporate risk. Because, I mean, people can get material from an organization and be so put off by the upbeat language that they go somewhere else.
Sinabi niya, para sa mga migrante na nagsisikap na matuto ng Ingles, ang pananalita ng korporasyon o corporate jargon ay maaaring gawing mas mahirap ang prosesong iyon.
A lot more difficult. I mean, one of the examples I used in a book I read recently called Writing, How Writing Works, was migrants who don't understand even very simple idioms. So somebody who was told to bring a plate to a barbecue actually brought a plate with nothing on it.
Maraming naiisip na mga halimbawa si Dr. Petelin.
Talking about a plan that people around the meeting didn't like, and somebody said, let's kick this into the very long grass. The native Australians would understand that immediately. You know, let's hide it. But it would be very puzzling to a migrant. Just about any idiom or buzzword would be puzzling.
Ilan sa mga jargon o pananalita ay maaaring maging mas komplikado. Halimbawa, itinuturo ni Dr. Petelin ang isang ekspresyon na tumutukoy sa isang kimono, ang tradisyonal na damit ng mga Hapon na may malawak na manggas at nakatali sa isang sash sa bahagi ng baywang.
Once upon a time we would have said, let's open up our books and let people see, you know, what we're doing. In other words, let's reveal our plans, our strategy, the workings of a project. But instead, open the kimono is just so horrible on so many fronts. I shouldn't even use the word front, should I?
Ang Pangulo ng Victorian Association for the Teaching of English na si Emily Frawley ay nagsabi na mga idiom ay maaaring talagang humamon sa mga migrante. Sabi niya, na mga literal na kahulugan ay sapat ng mahirap.
Often before they've even
starting to struggle with idioms or jargon or things like that. It's the literal language that they're struggling with. I've got students in Year 7 who are from a migrant background and have only been in Australia for a few years. They were preparing for the Year 7 camp at the start of this year, and we had to explain to one student what a torch was for his list of things to bring to the school camp.
Ayon kay Emily Frawley, ang mga mag-aaral na naninirahan na may otismo o nabubuhay na may mga otismo ay maaari ring mahirapan sa mga literal na kahulugan ng mga salita o parirala.
We also see similar issues with students who might be on the autism spectrum. I had a student come into class earlier this year who was wanting to ask me a question. And I said, you know, can that question wait till we're a bit further into the class, meaning further along with the lesson? And he took that literally to mean, wanted to know how far into the classroom, how far towards my desk would I need to be before I'd be prepared to answer that question for him.
sbs.com.au/Filipino